It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The Iowa State High School Cross Country Meet will be held this weekend in Fort Dodge. This is the first year that girls and boys have been racing the same distance throughout the season. They're all running a 5K, 3.1 miles. And this is a decision that has not been without controversy. With us to talk about it today, John Overton. He's the administrative assistant for cross country for the Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for being here today. Also with us, Cheryl Book, head cross country and track coach at Westwood High School in Sloan, Iowa, part of the advisory committee for girls cross country for the Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello there.
Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
Now, John, this is a move that has been taking place gradually over time. Give me a little bit of background on it.
Well, basically, the background was that we went from 2 miles to 2.5 miles, and then, oh, probably 15 years ago, we went from 2.5 up to 4,000. We were told at that time when we went from 2.5 to 4,000 that we'd probably lose half of our cross-country schools. It never did transpire. This is something that's been on the advisory committee agenda, which meets every year, and it's been on the agenda every year to go from 4 to 5. Yet it didn't have the populace favor to go to 5,000 until finally this last year when the cross country advisory committee met. The belief was that the time was right and it was time to do it now. That was their recommendation. That's what I carried to our board of directors, who have the final say on any changes. And the board agreed unanimously, let's try the 5,000. And honestly, to this point in time, I have not heard one word against us going to 5,000.
Interesting. Before you made the leap, and I'll just reiterate here, when you're talking about 4,000, that's a we would call that a 4K. When you talk about 5,000, we'd call that a 5K. We're talking about meters here. Before you made the leap, what were the concerns? What were people worried about?
Well, I think people they had the same fundamental concern that in our lower class especially, that they might not be able to get enough young ladies to participate and go out and run that distance. And so, therefore, we would start losing the team element in cross country, because some of the small schools might end up with just 3 or 4, and that right now we run 7 and score 5. That was one of the main issues that I believe kept us from going to 5,000, or the belief was out there that that was one of the issues.
Well, and Cheryl, you are a coach in a small district. Did you have concerns about this change?
Yes, but my concern was more our developing freshmen don't have the recovery time, because our kids coming from a small school tend to be active in all things. So our kids are typically at school by 6:15, 6:30 in the morning, and then they're not getting home until 9:30 at night because they're active in strength and conditioning, our Rebel Airs, which is dance, FFA, the school play. So their recovery time isn't there. So that was my concern before they decided to go, that some of our kids were just going to say, I'm just too tired, and have to choose, what am I going to stay in and what am I not going to stay in?
All right. Well, and we've talked in the past about how in smaller districts, it's great that kids have the opportunity to participate in more things. But I can see where that would also be a liability at the same time. When the decision was made, what was the reaction of the girls on the team, Cheryl?
The girls were like, oh, my gosh, I have to run further.
And I'm sure that was heard on every team across the state.
Yes. But I came back and said, but it's not that much further, you know. So once they got over the initial shock that I have to run further, you know, I started selling the point where it's okay, we can run that. It's not really going to be that big of a difference.
Now, for a lot of people who are not maybe intimately involved in cross country at this point in their lives. It's a matter of equality for a lot of people, the feeling of, well, why on earth would boys run a longer distance than girls? Did you have any girls on the team who were saying, well, finally, of course we can run the same distance as boys?
Not really. Just I don't even know why it really came up. It was just the girls run shorter than the guys. Even in track, the girls run a 1500. The guys run the mile, the 1600. So it's just been a thing that's always been there. So they've never really questioned that. I've had girls that when we do a long run, they're running almost the same distance as the guys. And my slower guys, I have them run with the girls. So it wasn't, that issue wasn't really part of it.
Interesting. Well, John, from your perspective, was there an equality issue? Because, I mean, although this has been the way that it has been for a very long time, I mean, what was driving the change?
No, I don't believe it was an equality issue at all. And I can say that from the standpoint that what you need to understand is we're the only state in the United States that has two separate organizations. A girls' organization and a boys' organization. And therefore, by having two separate, we are totally able to concentrate on girls' athletics and what is best for everyone involved rather than concerning ourselves with trying to compare to the boys or should we be equal to the boys and all of that kind of stuff. I guess we honestly and truly believe that in the state of Iowa, that the female athlete is on an even scale with that of the boy athlete in the state of Iowa.
Now, one of the reasons that this was being considered is some people were concerned that college recruiters weren't looking at girls in Iowa because they weren't seeing them run the kinds of distances that they wanted to see them run. Do you feel like there was validity to that, John?
I'll be very honest with you. That was the main push. Every year we hear about it is from the standpoint that they believe that my daughter is not getting a fair chance at a college scholarship because she's not running a larger distance. I have a huge problem with that from the standpoint that that is not the purpose. That is not the purpose of Iowa girls high school athletics. The purpose of that is extracurricular activities to be available for the young ladies. When you take into consideration that out of all of the 10 sports that we have in the state of Iowa, probably no more than 3% of all of the female athletes that participate in high school even go on to college and participate at the college level.
So it...
And we have also in the past to squash the myth that they're not getting a chance at college. We've had some pretty doggone good athletes go on to college and run in cross country and be very successful. I point out the Dinsdale twins from North Tama. Dowling Catholic has had a number of young ladies that have gone on and have been very successful at the college level. These college coaches are able to depict which of the athletes are going to go on and be able to run in college and not, no matter what distance they're running.
So, John, what convinced you that this year was the year?
I was totally convinced, and I'll be very honest, up until this year, I was one of the mainstays that fought against going to the 5,000. But I changed my mind from the standpoint as I look around the state of Iowa and I see our female athletes in cross country. They're not only running in cross country, but, you know, on a lot of weekends and a lot of time during the summer, they're running in some road races. They're running in some marathons. They're running in other events. And all of these outside events that they may be participating in are far more distance than what they were running in high school. So in essence, when the cross country season came about, they're taking a step back to what they may have been running all summer long. So that in itself said to me, it's time for us to go and have them run 5,000 because I think they're already doing it and they're doing it well.
Cheryl, for you as a coach, how did you have to change your training schedule to get the girls ready for a longer race?
I had to really watch my mileage because the girls were not getting the recovery time because they didn't have the sleep time because they're so active and all the other things that they do. So I really had to watch, especially my mileage. So we did more intense short workouts. I tried to throw in some weight room and stretching on days where we really would have been doing a long run because their bodies couldn't handle it. And for me to keep them at a good peak, I just had to modify my workouts that way. So we did a lot lesser mileage than I would have liked to do just because their bodies weren't able to take that. And so I just had to change it a little bit that way.
You know, over the years, we've seen running culture. John was talking about all the road races that are so popular, 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons. We've seen running culture become more inclusive. Do you find that cross country has also become more inclusive over time? More kids who are going out for cross country who may not be your stereotypical runners, Cheryl?
Yes. And most of our runners, they are doing it just to get in shape for another season, or they didn't want to, for instance, play volleyball. They wanted to do something else. They wanted to, I have a girl that is doing it because she wants to be better on the dance team. She wants to have more endurance. So I have more of the athletes that aren't doing it necessarily to continue to do it in college or anything, but they're having a lot of fun, and I'm getting a lot of variety of people that are willing to come out and try for whatever their reason is. I have a good mixture of kids that, and we just have a lot of fun just because of the different mixture that we have. So they're not necessarily doing it for the running. They're doing it for conditioning.
All right. And the team environment as well, it sounds like.
Very much so.
And when you go to cross-country meets, is that something you see reflected in other schools as well?
I think so. My team is very unique since we're so close. I have both the boys and the girls. I have junior high and high school. So my runners are cheering and encouraging everybody. And it's not just on our team. It's any of our conference teams. Whenever we see a runner go by, my kids are also the runners that are encouraging them, come on, we can make this hill and different things. So I think it's really changed their character, and we are such a family unit because that's kind of how I teach it and coach it. As we're a family, we're doing this all together. We're going to get through this workout. This is what we're concentrating on, is working this hill. And so we all support each other. And I think that's a big push that we're seeing, that you can see it in the runners. You can hear it whenever they're at different parts of the race.
Well, and something else that we've seen in recent years is you mentioned having junior high kids also that you're coaching. Cross country for junior high hasn't been something that's been there all along. So with the addition of that, do you see more kids kind of sticking with it into high school?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, and John, how does that – is that reflected in the numbers? Do you keep track of the numbers of kids who participate in cross country?
Yeah, we do, not only in cross country, but all of our sports. And every 5 years, we do a polling survey to get the numbers of participations. And at the present time, cross country's its participation numbers are the highest that they've been in 10 years. And I would attribute a lot of that to just what you and Cheryl were both saying. I think the times have changed to where running is more acceptable now. More people are doing it. And so, therefore, maybe I can't play volleyball, but, yes, I can go out and I can run. So I think that's why our numbers are up.
And you don't necessarily have to be the fastest person on the team. Or, you know, when I think about cross country when I was in school, the kids who didn't feel like they could keep up just didn't go out. So you feel like it's just become more egalitarian, more open to people of different body shapes and different skill levels, John?
Yeah, I do. And I also think that over the time frame, we have tweaked things differently in cross country. We used to run 6 and score 4. Now we've moved up over the last 10 years to where we run 7 and score 5. So, you're absolutely right. I think there are a lot more people that are still continuing to participate, realizing I may not be number one, two, or three, but, you know, I might be able to place as our fourth place runner or our fifth place runner. And the other thing you have to remember is any time that you have a tie between two teams, that sixth place runner and seventh place runner may be the deciding factor of who actually wins.
So even so if you're not the fastest, your performance counts.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Yes.
So State is coming up this weekend. Hopefully the weather won't be too bad for State. I know that's always a concern this late in the season. What are you excited about seeing on Saturday, John?
I'm just excited about seeing the number of runners that we have having the opportunity to participate. And hopefully, as you say, the weather will cooperate and it will be a memorable experience for them. I also, it never ceases to amaze me to see the throngs of people that we see at the State Cross Country Meet. We average on an annual basis between 7 and 9,000 people attending our State Cross Country Meet.
That's exciting. Well, John, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
John Overton, Administrative Assistant for Cross Country for Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And Cheryl, I know you had to make a lot of adjustments this year. Do you feel like you have been able to adjust and your team is going to be ready to run 5Ks again next season?
Yes, definitely. And I think one of the things I wanted to add is we celebrate everybody's little victory. So you improve your time, we celebrate it as a group. And I think that's important to the individuals. You know, that's where they get to. I don't care how fast, how slow, whatever you are. When you make that improvement, it's celebrated. And that's, you know, people need that patting on the back. And I think I'm definitely going to have my kids out. I'm bringing a group over to watch and support the kids from our conference that are running at the State Cross Country Meet.
Oh, terrific. Cheryl, thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheryl Book, the head cross country and track coach at Westwood High School in Sloan, Iowa. And again, the Iowa State High School Cross Country Meet will be held this weekend in Fort Dodge. This is the first year that girls and boys have been racing the same distance throughout the season. They're all running 5Ks. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.